which brings us to the final agenda item for the meeting. All right.
Hey, good afternoon.
It's pertaining to the a request for public hearing pertaining to the commercial hook and line cobia fishery.
Yeah, that's correct. So with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission management plan that was just put into place, obviously a lot of the emphasis has been on the recreational fishery just because that has been the problem child the last couple of years, but there is a commercial cobia issue that the commission will have to address next month, and staff will be working in between now and then to actually iron out the details of that. So it revolves around the hook and line fishery. So just a little background on what this plan says regarding commercial cobia. The ASMFC adopted the management plan at its annual meeting in October of this year in Norfolk, and it stipulates that all of the states involved in the plan have to meet these minimum requirements for their commercial fishery, which for the most part is really, in effect, referring to North Carolina and Virginia. But that means a 33-inch fork length minimum size limit or higher. The MRC always uses total length, and we are good on that. We have 37-inch total length minimum size, which is fine under this new ASMFC plan. There is a 2 cobia per person possession limit, and I emphasize person as opposed to license holder. So a quick tangent on that is that this is considered a complementary plan with the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council. So the spirit of a complementary plan is to do what the feds are doing to the maximum extent possible. And because you do not need to have any sort of permit to harvest cobia in federal waters with the intent to sell what we would call commercial fishing, the idea at the South Atlantic Board of the ASMFC was to match that to a T and say, if states want to have it be per person and not per cardholder, licensee, whatever, that's fine. And the daily vessel limit cannot exceed 6 cobia per day. But it is that 2 per person issue that gets us into trouble. So for all gears except hook and line, we already have this idea of 2 cobia per cardholder with a maximum of 6 per vessel per day, whichever those two is more restrictive. So pound net, haul seine, trot line, whatever gear you might happen to get a cobia, it's 2 per cardholder. Hook and line is currently set at 6 cobia per vessel per day, regardless of the number of people on board. So if you have the commercial hook and line license, you can keep 6 cobia in a day commercially. And so this exemption wasn't actually put into place until a few years ago. Prior to 2014, hook and line was lumped in with the rest of all the other gears, 2 per cardholder, 6 per day. And this came about at the request of commercial hook and line fishermen. And the argument at the time was that it was a small number of participants. Around that time, it was 10 to 12, 10 to 15 commercial hook and liners reporting cobia harvest per year. And if you're going out and fishing just for cobia, being able to keep 2 fish is not much more than the cost of gas and the cost of bait or whatever method you're using. So the idea was, it's a small number of people, it'll help those people get some summer income and make these trips more economically feasible. And one thing to point out was that it was inconsistent with federal waters regulations, which is not something that staff likes to see. I know it's not something that the commission likes to see. We always try to stay as consistent as possible. And so this was a divergence from that general trend. But since 2014, there has been a large increase in the commercial landings. And if you look at this graph, it's obviously being driven by hook and line, which is the large part of those bars in blue. So recall that 2014 was the first year that this exemption was in place. So you have, 5,000 pounds, 7,000 pounds, 3,000 pounds. And then since 2014, the fishery as a whole has exceeded 20,000 pounds, and the commercial hook and line sector has been 17,000, 20,000, 25,000, and 19,000. And I believe 2017 data is through September, so that should be about everything, but we might even see an increase in this 2017 value. So this data was yes.
But you put that in context, 25,000 to 30,000 pounds is more than half or half the entire coastwide landings allowable.
Yeah, so as I said, the commercial industry is really just relevant to North Carolina and Virginia, and the coastwide limit is 50,000 pounds. It just so happens that we each take at least 20 to 40,000 pounds in a year. North Carolina can be upwards of 40,000. They have some directed, but they also have a lot of bycatch in their later in the year in their king mackerel large mesh gillnet fishery. So it's a good question that the commissioner points out, because this is becoming a problem. That annual catch limit has been exceeded every year since 2014. In 2014, it was much higher. I think it was around 125,000 pounds, but the east coast of Florida was part of our management unit back then, and since then it's just been Georgia through New York. But, you know, to try and stay on track here, the point is, since 2014, commercial hook and line landings have gone up considerably. Part of this is because of the exemption, we would say, but I think another big factor here is the appeal of, I can go out and get six cobia by myself in a day. And so what we're seeing is what we believe, and I think it's pretty safe to say, is an influx of cobia fishermen getting a commercial hook and line license to be able to keep more fish. And if you go back to the 1994 task force, when the commercial hook and line license was created, when they were trying to decide whether to separate commercial hook and liners from recreational regulations, people were nervous that this would happen. It's believed that it happened with summer flounder, that people sought out the commercial hook and line license to be able to keep more flounder. And so to put it into context, in those years prior to 2014, as I said, we had usually 10 to 12 harvesters per year reporting commercial hook and line of cobia. And now we're looking at more like 25 to 30 a year. And so we've approved a number of transfers. And so obviously the fishery is limited to 200 people. It has been since, I think, 2000. But just because the total number of people is 200 doesn't mean that the number of cobia anglers has to be restricted. So a lot of these transfers are from people who are older, not really utilizing their commercial hook and line license, and it was being transferred to someone who was raring to go, people who had gotten their 1,000 pounds of seafood harvest to be eligible just so they could go out and get it for cobia. Some people were not shy about telling us that that was the main reason. So the point is, we have these overages in the commercial ACL. This ASMFC plan is saying that you have to have two per person or six per vessel, whichever is more restrictive. And so at this point, the current regulations that the VMRC has in place are not sufficient. And traditionally, all of our, you know, possession limits are interpreted as you need to have a commercial card in order to possess, you know, fish or shellfish with the intent to barter, trade, or sell. So whether or not we can take full advantage of what the ASMFC is offering, which is a two per person possession limit, is unclear. It doesn't seem easy, but the fact is something needs to change, whether we go back to pre-2014, say two per card holder, whether we figure out something so that we can have two per person, but the hook and line component of the commercial cobia fishery, the regulation needs to change. And so staff is requesting that Commission authorize us to advertise for a public hearing at the January meeting.
Are there questions from the Commission? Observations? Thoughts?
I was the one Commissioner voted against giving this exemption. I was the one lone voice, and basically because it was out of compliance with federal regulations, and we do fish in state and federal waters, and so you know, I guess the simplest thing to do would be go back the way we had it before. But then the other way is to go to the two per person, and then you're still discriminating against other commercial gear types. You're giving a hook and line commercial fisherman a larger bag limit than a gill netter or a pound netter, that kind of thing. So you have some discussions to be made, but that's kind of it.
And it was pretty extensively debated at the regulatory review committee meeting whether that could even be worked in, and it's, you know, relatively unclear. And so our implementation plans have to be submitted to the ASMFC by January 1st. So the February meeting of the ASMFC is when the South Atlantic Board of the ASMFC will be approving or having states amend their implementation plan. So this is, you know, something that we're addressing now because the clock is ticking. We'll be working on this one.
Well, this is just a request for a public hearing, but again, I'm going to ask if there's anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter.
Just to look at Wes because he's on one here.
Nope. What's the commission's will here? Mr. Blow, come on up.
He's the only one here. Everyone else there is an employee.
Wes, if you're here, I want to hear from you.
Okay. I'm not a commercial fisherman. I'm a recreational fisherman, but I've kind of watched this as it progressed since 2014. And it, as you saw with his graph, it tripled almost. The whole East Coast from Georgia to New York has been over, I think, every year. So it is a big concern. Even more of a concern, those are reported fish. There's wide talk of lots of fish killed unreported. So that's a big concern too. So I'm looking out for the whole stock of the fish, the well-being of it. I think it definitely needs to be addressed. So I hope you all move forward on that. The other issue that's come up and this commission has supported recreationally that may be considered commercially, because if these guys are going to be restricted to only catching a lot more fish, the last 2 years the commission has not allowed gaffing for recreational harvested fish, and it didn't apply to commercial. But thinking about looking forward, if they are greatly restricted on the number of fish that they can catch, do we want them to be allowed to just gaff any fish and then later decide to discard that gaff fish? If it's netted, it may have a chance. If it's gaffed, it won't. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Well, it's a request for a public hearing. If that's your will, we need a motion and a second to do so.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Miner to approve the staff recommendation to have a public hearing in January. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Is there anything else? Thank you, Ryan. Is there anything else for the good of the order here? Well, before we adjourn, I want to say thank you to you all. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, both to everyone in the room and to all our constituents who are listening out there. The meeting is now adjourned.